This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
More than half of all public schools in the U.S. have law enforcement present on campus. Often that's in the form of a school resource officer, or SRO, who's usually armed and specially trained. Following the murder of George Floyd in 2020, more than 50 school districts ended or cut back their use of school resource officers. But school shootings have continued, including the one in Uvalde, Texas, last year. So some of those districts are reversing course. Both moves have costs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes paid a visit to Denver Public Schools, which is bringing officers back.
On their way into George Washington High School in Denver,
Good morning.
Students pass a police car parked close to the entrance. It belongs to the school resource officer, who we couldn't interview. But Principal Dacre Davis says he knows the territory.
So our resource officer is the same individual that was here a few years ago before they were taken out of the building.
Denver's school board voted to reinstate SROs in June. They're employees of the police department, which says it hasn't yet calculated the price tag. The move comes after a local high school student shot and injured two administrators this spring. Principal Davis says SROs mentor students and are present as role models, but especially are there in a crisis.
If we are fearful that there's a weapon on campus, that response time is way different than if you had to call 911 and get someone here.
Schools with an officer present report about 30% fewer violent offenses than those that don't. That's from a study by Sean D. Bushway of RAND and the University of Albany. He also found schools with SROs reported an increase in the number of guns on campus.
Which is probably, you know, evidence that they're catching things that weren't caught before. But, you know, it's not for free.
There's the financial cost of school resource officers. The country spends more than $2 billion on them annually, a mix of federal, state, and local funds. Then there are other costs. Bushway found that schools that introduced an SRO saw an uptick in student suspensions, expulsions, and arrests. That increase was larger among Black students and those with disabilities. And then there's the cost of how having police present at school makes students feel.
I remember I walked in and I saw two people with guns.
17-year-old Emerson Curver is a senior at George Washington in Denver.
And I remember being incredibly uncomfortable and getting away from that room as quickly as I could.
That room at George Washington High is just 15 miles away from Columbine High School, where 15 people died in a mass shooting nearly a quarter of a century ago. That's way before 14-year-old George Washington freshman Kaylee Trotter was born. But she still thinks about it and says she wouldn't mind having more school resource officers around.
Because you never know what could happen, and I think it'll just help keep control. You know, just be prepared, I guess. So you might as well.
Denver says as school resource officers come back, it's monitoring the data on ticketing and arrests. Data from the first 2 months show that neither have increased. In Denver, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.